We're back with Larry Bradley, author of the book and an action plan for people disgusted by polarized politics here on KMA.
And again, I go back to buying and selling. What salespeople know is that if they can inflate your emotion, then they inhibit your reason. And therefore, you're unable to think logically, and you can be led in the direction you want to go. Now, benevolent salespeople, people who are ethical know that they are manipulating this way, but they make sure that when the deal is done, it's a fair deal, because they know that you won't probably move unless they inflate that emotion on you. But when you have the emotion deflate and you start to evaluate what you've done, they want you to feel that you've done well by them, because they want you to come back and buy from them again. But there are other people who are just in it for the buck and the sale today, and they could care less, and they take advantage of you that way. So, as you say, when people bring up the word socialism, and thank you for bringing that up, one of the things I say is, okay, define socialism. They don't even know what it means. Yeah. One of my little dictums that I preach is, know your isms and your ifs, and that way you won't be misled. That goes back to what I'm saying again, is most people do not have their own personal political philosophy that they've developed, and therefore they are susceptible to manipulation. Again, I hope you're with me on this.
Well, yes, and getting back to the technology, I think that has helped to spread that. For instance, it used to be, and I hate to use that term used to be because it sounds like I'm regretting, you know, what's going on now, but it used to be, say, for instance, on the evening news cable channels, MSNBC, Fox, CNN, they were actually news channels, but now they're all political channels. That's all you hear about. You very seldom hear or see another story, unless it's a fire somewhere or somebody's kidnapped or, you know, it's something that's just an outrageous story. And the rest of it's just politics. You know, they will cover a news story about something in Washington, and it'll take 2 minutes to do that, and then suddenly we have 20 minutes of explanation on what we just saw. And I think the American people are smarter than that. They don't need to be explained to what they just saw. They saw it themselves, and they should be able to make up their own minds, and most do.
Yes. And to be fair and to give the other side here, too, there's another version of fear of loss that's used on the other side. The other argument is that let me get this going here. Here's argument number two. You feel you have worked hard all your life and you believe in the self-reliance of the individual, but horror of horrors, the membership of one of the political parties is made up of greedy and selfish rich people who intend to impose economic slavery on everyone else. You would have a lot more in your life if it wasn't for those greedy politicians keeping themselves in power by helping the rich stay rich. Have you heard this argument?
Oh, sure, yeah. That's a very standard argument and one that, needs to be discussed to bring it out and into the clear sunshine.
Exactly. And so notice something about these two arguments. In both arguments, people believe in the self-reliance and independence of the individual. They believe in opportunity. See, because of the way these two arguments are framed, they allow themselves to feel as victims when they shouldn't. So I believe in neither economic slavery, nor do I believe in socialism. So I'm looking for something different in the middle, hence the title of my book, Neither Liberal Nor Conservative Be. Because if you believe in the first argument, you generally probably consider yourself to be conservative. And if you believe primarily in the second argument, then you're probably somebody who associates your political viewpoint with liberalism. Okay?
And then there's the independence, and, you know, you remember when Ross Perot started his third party back in 92, there were so many people that were disgusted, as we've talked about, with the political process, that they turned to Ross Perot.
Yes, yes. And one of the things I like to talk about with Ross is, what if I like to go back and postulate, what would have happened if we had a thing called instant runoff voting? And have you heard of this before, Larry?
No, that's a new one on me.
Okay. A couple of places, because I'll sit here and talk on the radio here for a couple of minutes. I've got links to the websites at my blog, thecenterstrikesback.com, but you can also go directly, if you're in a position to write this down now and remember it, to instantrunoff.com or fairvote.org, and it discusses this thing in detail. But the reason we have, you know, can third parties get on the ballot? Oh, yes, absolutely they can, but they are subject to something called the spoiler scenario. And what that means is you may have one of the two existing parties that you just say, no, their ideas are too foreign to me. I could not vote for them. So then you go to the party that you normally vote for, and they have gone off the beaten path as far as you're concerned. And here's this third candidate, a Ross Perot type. And you say, boy, I'd really like to vote for Ross, but I'm afraid that if I vote for somebody like Ross Perot, well, then this other party that I don't like is going to win because I'm splitting my party's vote. Have you heard this before?
Yes, I have.
And you see, instant runoff voting enables you to vote. I call it voting with a net. It gives you a safe process. There's a lot of communities now that are starting to convert to it, and I think the more communities, individual communities that convert to it, the more they're going to want to see it at a state level and at a national level as part of our voting process. How it works is you have three candidates on the ballot, and instead of you only being able to pick one, you instead rank order your choices. It's the same thing as if you were trying to you're coming home for supper, and you call home, and you ask the person at home, what do you want? Well, let's get pizza. Okay, what kind of pizza do you want? Well, first let's get pepperoni, and if we can't get pepperoni, let's get Meat Lovers, and if we can't get pepperoni or Meat Lovers, then let's get vegetarian. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.